He has fulfilled the din of the Hagisa by Yom Halal. What do you mean by Hagisa? He's a Sabin that I said. Hagisa is Megalot Shat and the Pasuk in Kulish. Kulish is a little vague. You don't know how much, what's the degree you're obligated to learn. But what happens is no, he's even at least Pasuk. Hagisa by Yom Halal, that it's not enough one today. And then you have to have twice a day every day. One day he's eight times, one day he's nine times. Every time he says, no. Hagisa by Yom Halal means you listen to the Hagisa by Yom Halal all day, all night. And he's in it. That's his time. When the person is using money, vegan, women, education, the obligation to learn Torah whenever there's a few minutes, that the person is included when he's missing a few minutes, some of them would say, take the right of the chumrah that he has to learn. He may lose his marriage, he may lose his parnasa, he may lose his health. He's misubik whether he has to sleep another 5 minutes. He sleeps another 5 minutes. That's also a Torah. So the Gemara then Menachos has the machlok. It starts off in the Mishnah in Menachos. It's Perek Shtei Alechem. As about Shtei Alechem and the Lechem Apam. We say this. Perek Shtei Alechem both the end of Menachos. So the Mishnah has the machlok in Katanayim. But Yoshi and the Chachamim, how did they switch the Lechem Apamim on Shabbos? You have Maparim that they bake on Friday, they put on the Shulchan on Shabbos, they took off the old Lechem Maparim, so they have Tikcha Sholzeh, the fist of the Kohanim, the Tzvachim of the Kohanim, taking off the old Lechem Maparim. So it's the Tikcha Sholzeh, the new Kohanim, putting on the new Lechem Maparim, were right with their hands, with their fists, they were right next to the other Kohanim, they had a Mamish with it. And she managed to make, oh no! Even if they took off Shabbos, they all left my partner. Punan came out, they left my partner. It's also called Tomis. So the Gemara says it's similar to that. Machloike is Tatanai, in the Mishnah. Keresh Te'alach, Mogia, Machloike, Tabi, Tai, Shab, and this Tosik in Yeshua. One time it says in the Gemara, that it's a Haftochet. It was never intended that Pontic in Yeshua, Derek Alec, was never intended to be Nigal Amshad in the Chumash. The next phrase, that's the next phrase right after that Pontic in Yeshua.
Here's not printed in our
So one time it says, jump up, let my partner me. God gave my age, let me say, oh my Lord, there's an expression. By day and by night, all day and all night, I'm cleaning it constantly. And the other time it says, no. And let him partner me upon night, so it means with regularity. But you see, on the Bible means that it's not enough. If you would have only had the first thing in front of you, you would have thought that it's like Shulchaning, that it's like Davening, that it's once a day, every day, Ashmek Tavik. You know, it's two. No, but
The Malach came, they weren't learning, there was a lot of people there.
Then which one was the Malach more maxed on? So he said, Atabasi, the people there is worse than the not bringing the carbon. Let's take one beginning of Megillah. So the Gemara is taught, the Gemara understood that the Malach came to give Yeshua ben Tzachacha in the middle of the war by Kibush Eretz Yisrael. Why does this occur? Why is not giving a public shiur to the people when there's a break in the battle at night? Not anymore. They didn't fight the Gemara Tanakh. They didn't fight at night. They only fought in the daytime. So at night, there's no reason why they shouldn't be learning. In the daytime, they're busy fighting. In the nighttime, they're not learning, so they should have. So the Radak has a comment, I'm not supposed to be Yeshua. He says that this is Lomi Tana Hayyoda. How can you say such a shit? In the middle of a war, you expect them to fuck. He says, last time I got it. He doesn't like this, I got it for that anymore. Last time I got it for that anymore. So the Gemara there in Melachah has this Machloike Satanai. How is one to understand the Pshat in the Pasuk Bechal Isabo Yom Avaloyla? One of the Tanayim, whose opinion is quoted there, is Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. He's the one who says that if a person learns a little in the daytime, a little at nighttime, he gets it. And he says not only that, if he's davening Shabbos and Maariv, when he's davening Shabbos, he's davening Shabbos, he's davening Maariv, he's davening Shabbos, he's davening Maariv, he's davening Shabbos. Even if you don't listen to any extra 5 minutes here, just the davening itself, he gets it. Because that's the teller that I'm not training there. So the training I'm not training there. Here in our Gemara, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is quoted as saying, how can it be? Can it be that a person is going to work for a living? Hello, you're not supposed to work for a living. And he says that you have to have Layam Shev Tazam Abicha, Abicha Yamada, you have to learn all day and all night. This is the Kasha. How does this statement Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's own opinion in Menachas al Dab Center? On the side of the Gemara there, Menachas, they point out that there's a different gift. Instead of Shimon Bar Yochai, the other gives that of Shimon Bar Yochai Sodom. Right? There's no kasha. The problem is that Rishayim has the kasha. The Taisri HaRosh and Agdav. Rishayim asks and they're not so sure what the Girsa should be. The Taisri HaRosh and Agdav asks the kasha. He says that the Gemara in Menachas of Shimon Bar Yochai says what the Ikar did is. The Ikedin is you have to learn a little bit by Yom, a little bit by Laila. He didn't learn anything more than besides the three parshas of Kriyat Shema. First, I say, Echad Gilan, then you get that. That's the bare minimum. But still, Shema Bar Yochai agrees to do that. Some Achreidim ask the Kasha, let it be Baltasis. You go to a Shia, on Tuesday night, you get into Baltasis. But there's no Chumash you should learn, and you'll know the Yeshua, thank you, that's like you said, you have to learn. If the Chemin has the environment presence on it, which Hashem is a little bit humorous. Basically, the answer to the Kasha doesn't have the section on Purim. It has a separate section on the Chiyah Hamadar. Basically, the Kasha is if you can nibble a little extra matzah on Pesach night, more than the Kazai is, that you get a shayla from all places. So if you have a sukkah, the sukkah is five to a half of the Shri Shafi and Sephiroth. What if you're a little chilly and you don't want to have so much wind? You have a normal sukkah, but girls all around, so say the Kasha, you got to keep all places. The Tesis says, obviously that's not Baltasim, when it's third. And Allah says, Shayim Kerapasim, and the Tesis by Shaykh, that's what they bring up in Kashi. Yes, how did the Chachamim Mitzak in more than the minimum, more than the Tiershev, it shouldn't be Baltasim. So they say, by Achilah, it's not a Kashi, by the Sukh, it's Shayim Kerapasim, Ashmish is not to the Sabbath, that's not a Kashi, that's the minimum. That's Allah has the minimum. See, here also the Pashtun says that there's no Kashi by Talmud. The Torah says the Chagis of Yom Valoylo, the Pasuk in Yeshua, the Gala, the Pasuk in Kunish, you have to learn, it's not enough one Shmek. You have to learn a little bit by Yom, a little bit by Valoylo, so that's the minimum. But if you learn more, you still there's no Kasha about faith. No Yisra about faith. And it's not only not a Kasha about faith, it's not a Zahir and Yisra. There's a minimum now which is you don't give the shlishes a shekel every year. Not a master shekel. It's a master shekel. It's a different mitzvah. You don't give the shlishes a shekel, a third of a shekel, every year, even in Ordin, the poorest man. If he doesn't give the shlishes a shekel every year, he's not yet to the mitzvah of stuff. And if you gave the shlishes a shekel, then you're not going to give any more. If you give more, certainly the answer became a mitzvah. Okay, that's the maximum. If you give too much, he himself will become poor. So my yellow comes back on, what is he going to accomplish by giving away everything? He'll become poor. So it's an issue. He also obviously, but if the person learns more, there's certainly a hidden mitzvah. He certainly enhances. It's not a shash. It's not a shash about faces. It's
certainly enhances the Kimamit Mutamtas. That's what the Taitri Harash dances. The Yailam the Girsa should really be Rashim Bayahari there in the Nanaka Bosso, not Rashim Bayasol. And how the Yikaradin, the Torah Kriyam, the Yaitse, the Yaitse, the Yaitse, the Yaitse, the Yaitse, and the Yaitse, the Kriyashma, Shal Shachas, the Kriyashma, Shal Arif. And that's the Rashim Bayahari, the speaking of that, the Hebrew Mitzvah. The Mitzvah of the Yidura will certainly, the Mitzvah will certainly be enhanced. If you learn more than a little bit every day, right? How much more should a person try for? How much should you shoot for? An hour every night? 2 hours every night? Well, you try to learn all day and all night every day, and not work for a living. But that's what he said, is that the Eid and Mitzvah should consist of not working for a living. Obviously, when it says, the Eid and Mitzvah would be talking to learn all day and all night. And Zappa was Malachtanas, as I guess him. That's how they say it's the Arash. And Rabbi Shmuel disagrees. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, state of your staff to the Granecho.
He's a hero in the Matlani.
Malachtanas, I guess him, means nothing.
What's
the shot? A hero is over. Yeah, the fact it goes on
nothing.
Okay, well, don't you get it? What's the shot? A hero means nothing. So that's the machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. What is the preferred way? It is easy to see all that there's a machlokes Rabbi Shimon and how we talk to him, the machlokes that Hamayim is there. Machlokes that Hamayim and Rabbi whether the pasuk in Yeshua is regala, and the pasuk in Chumash says you have to have a little bit of yom, a little bit of alayla, that's a shot. When the pasuk is regala, then the person should learn every 3 minutes at the end. That book is a machlokes. In Yeridaya, that's a machlokes on the pasuk. In the Shulchan Aruch, they just quote a little bit of yom and a little bit of alayla. The Brit Yerushu says, the Chibor, right, in the Brit Yerushu on Yeridaya, has a psalm of Torah, still it's Goyim. Why the Mechaba leaves out the opinion of so many Rishon? We'll talk about the other Tanur. Where's the Tanur? It's not so clear how we pass it. A lot of Rishonim hold that we should talk to Malacha, that every 3 minutes that a person has, he's obligated to work. But now, our Gemara is a different machlokes. Like how do you chesh menayis? What's free time? So the person has to make a living. So Rabbi Shmuel says, but that's not free time. When he finishes working for a living, if he has free time, he's mukhli to learn every minute. There is free time. He has to have a little relaxation. But that time is not free. He can be relaxed within Torah. Yes, that's what Abaye says. Amar Abaye, that's what Abaye says. Have you asked the Kirashun? Have you asked Rabbi Shmuel to also be Adam? A lot of people did like Rabbi Shmuel. They worked for a living, and they learned, and they succeeded. And Kirashun by Yehoi, will I also be Adam? Many tried to do like Rishon Lechoi and they didn't succeed. So the Pasha Pshat is that Abai is saying, Halacha L'mayis, that we pass on like Rabbi Shmuel. That's the Pasha Pshat. That's what it sounds like. Amalei Rabbele Rabbanan, Abai and Rabbis. Sounds like they don't disagree. They both said the same thing. Amalei Rabbele Rabbanan, and Rabbis called his Talmidim. Rabbanan means the Talmidim. Who learned in a yeshiva that they had it, they were older people who had to work for a living. They used to learn all the time. So he calls them the Matusa, mean Aichu, please pay attention to Yom Yisrael, the Yom Yisrael, the two busy seasons, stack seasons, whatever they have to do their work. But the Sazer Kamai, they should not show up in the base medrash. They should make sure that they take care of whatever is growing in the business, whatever is growing in the field. They have to look at you in the Zayin Aichu, Kuli Shato, in order that you shouldn't have a time to find out all year long. In other words, the Poshup Shat is that Abai Barova is saying that we pass from Allah on a mitzvah like Rabbi Shmuel. That's the Poshup Shat. We don't pass from a Rabbi Shimon Baiva. How can it be some Rishonim who pass from a Rabbi Shimon Baiva? How can it be some who pass him that that's the preferred way to do a person is obligated to learn all day, all a person should try to learn all the time. So that's what the... Okay, that's how Chaim Halajan has that comment. That's how Chaim Halajan is saying. He says if you'll be Medayik in the Lashon HaGemara, Abai says Harbe. Harbe also Rabbi Shmuel, but also the Adam, and he needs to say Harbe also Rabbi Shimon, but also the Adam. the masses try to follow them, the masses try to follow the advice of Rashi Ma'ikoi, it's not going to work. For the masses, the Yetzer Hayus is the Gula of Rabbi Shimon, but for the Yechidei Gula, the Yetzer would be like Rabbi Shimon Ma'ikoi. Those people who are cut out for learning all day and all night, we should establish Kerlin and encourage them to join the Kerlin to sit around all day and all night, and they shouldn't. And they shouldn't work for a living. What, everyone's going to work for a living?
The third, not the other.
Who's going to pass the Rosh Hashanah?
That's that the Chassam Sefer has Chidushim on Perek Mulav Agogel.
Some Sefer has Shabbos of Chumas, three volumes on it, quite a few on it, 7 volumes, 8 volumes. And then you have Chidushim al Asha. So the Chidushim on Seder Moye, they have one section that has the Shiurim on Mulav Agogel. So he quotes there, in the Gemara, in Mulav Agogel, the Gemara talks about what color the Esrit has to be. How big the Esrit has to be, has the minimum size, the maximum size, what's the minimum, what's the maximum size, and then the Mishnah and the Gemara discuss the color of the Lulav of the Esrit. So the Esrit is supposed to be brown yellow, not supposed to be green. If it's Yorick HaKarsis, it's green like green like grass, but Yorick HaKarsis is not good. What if it's an Esrit Hakushi? So the Gemara has a whole discussion. What's the halacha? That's a kushi. So the Gemara quotes there in the middle of the Rambam. The Gemara has a din. So if it's kushi, if that's the way it grows on that tree, that's green, and that's the thing that grows. That's green, that's kushi. So then it's kosher. But if it's tikkushi, all the other Etzrogim in this Medina grow normal color Etzrogim that I'm used to, brown, yellow, whatever. And this is a mutation, it's a tikkushi, it's an ochimah, it looks like a kushi, so that's kosher. So that's Tikkala Gemara, the Hassam Sefer quotes at Rashi, that he heard from his Rebbe, oh, there are Hadush, a Remi. So he says, a kushi, how does he say? The Moshe Rabbeinu married
kushi,
the Rashi quotes from the Gemara, what, he married a kushi? He wasn't a kushi, he wasn't a kushi, although just like a kushi is the shun of the aura, just like a kushi you can tell right away, different color skin, so too, the fire was as soon as the Marcel, means that you're touching up saying it's a Tzadikus. So the word Kushi sometimes doesn't really mean a Shrite, it really means an unusual Tzadik who's so different, so obviously a Tzadik. That was Alderach HaRemis, but not Nabla, the Rebbe of some paper, I'm sure the person Rebbe says, Alderach HaDrash. It is a Tzadikushi. If a person is as soon as the Marcel is talking about Tzadik, and he learns all day and all night, like Rav Shimon bar Yochai, it's kosher. But the tikkushi says, no, noch gemacht. It's not a real tzaddik. Like today you have kernelim, we need kernelim. But yeah, sometimes people join a kernelim, it's not for them. But so you all know, and I know, and he knows, everybody knows, it doesn't belong to God. And that's what I've lost now, but that's not tzaddik. But if it's tikkushi, if it's noch gemacht, that is the problem. That is not acceptable. He also made this deal in the Gemara. And the Gemara says, Harbi also, like Rav Chaim Volozhin has in the state of Rav Chaim Sigur, Harbi also for the masses is Kirav Yishmoel. It's only going to work like Rav Yishmoel. Harbi also, Kirav Shimon Vayichol. Kirav Shimon Vayichol. Kirav Shimon Vayichol. Kirav Shimon Vayichol. Kirav was a Chol Chazimian. And so why also the other? But Rav Shimon Vayichol was also the other. Or if someone is Taka Kushi, he's an obscene of Rav Shimon Vayichol, it will be also the other. And that's how the from Tzitzit start. The Kedushin are really Halacha there. But this stick of this piece, and that's the Kakushin of Rav Shimon Vayichol. It's also something, so this is all I got to say, this is all Drush. And then he says, Adka, he writes, this is what I heard to my Rebbe. And then he's going to add on his own. So the from Tzitzit adds on the piece, and he has it in other places, and it's Russia somehow, so he has this idea also. And now you see, today, they picked up this, the later I heard quote this, the Hemet quote this, Chassam Sefer, America saw today, America, the Rav Kook and the others, they all quote these Chassam Sefer, and then he put it on 5 places, he writes this. There's a whole machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is only, they all live in Eretz Yisrael.
when it says in the Chumash we have not to be on Echo,
you do not have a character and the hail of the air is a squirrel. But some paper says that you're growing the hail of your hair. You're growing the hail of your life and that's still. He says, that's what Rabbi Shmuel says, that's a mitzvah. That's Binyan Ha'aretz. That's a mitzvah. And then if some paper writes the Lashon, not only to be a farmer on a kibbutz and air is itself, not only to be a farmer, to do something in economy, or to do something in government, or to do something in anything to Binyan Ha'aretz, he writes. That's where Rabbi Shmuel disagrees with the Shimon Bar Yochai. And he says, how do you find Binyan Ha'aretz? That's also on this. He says, what are you going to tell a person? What does Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai want? Everybody should sit all day and all night and learn. What's his leg and film, he writes? He's going to suffer and not his leg too? What's that like for? What's the happening? You don't say I should miss the Pasana, Mr. Zidane, he's doing all the necessary. No. The Gemara says, Babli Yisham, they both say that it doesn't apply to Tom Zer. But that's what Rabbi Shmuel says, the same thing applies to Avodah Zakar and Eretz Yisrael. The Sabbath of Yonecho is when you live in Eretz Yisrael, the Abadah is doing things that are seductive for the country, are a mitzvah. So you can't say, I don't want to learn. I don't want to do the mitzvah of being in Haaretz. I want to sit through on it. What do you mean? You're looking for the Masik from learning in order to do mitzvahs, you have to just go to one of the mitzvahs. But even Rabbi Shmuel would agree to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, if you live a chutz la'aretz, that's going to be right. He says, everyone would agree like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. He says, from Sunday right then in the Ishim Ramun Magobu. Says, what are we going to do? We're going to all go into business. The Takatari Matayala, he says, the more we help that business, and the more we're productive, the chutzalar is, so the more chutzalar out there there is. It's not that it's just going to be neutral. He says, the more we're shifting away from there. And Eretz Yisrael is a different thing. When you do things that are productive for the economy, for the land, but that's a ritual like right and so. But that's the line that became popular the last 20 years in Eretz Yisrael. They quote this Chassam Sefer in the Chidushim and the Book of Avodah, and in a few places in the Drashas of Chassam Sefer there. The Sechemi quotes it in a different context. He quotes the whole discussion about purchasing a Shragim from Eretz Yisrael as opposed to purchasing a Shragim from other places.
Yeah.
Just people have tiredness, they have tiredness against their certain, especially if there's not Hashmita, their questions, so they have to just say, how can you buy a certain in Israel? And Shiloh's from more causing, that there were more Hashoshes on more causing, they have certain that grew in Israel, as opposed to a certain that grew in other places in the world. I know a Tzadikim who insisted on buying from places where they had Yanav or whatever, where they had a Chazaka that they knew it wasn't the Mordor. And Adik Dailin, the Sechemi quotes different shulas, Adik Dailin did it. See, many others had an insistence, no, you have to dock goodbye your Dailin from Eretz Yisrael. If there's a chashash, they don't buy. Or just if it's imaginary chashash, so then you should ignore it. Why? Because when you buy the Israelis that grew in Eretz Yisrael, you're supporting the economy in Eretz Yisrael. They told me before 1948. They told me just they were religious people working on a kibbutz, non-religious, anti-religious people working on a kibbutz. But he said they're working in Eretz Yisrael. Where does that karka? They quote this Chassam Sefer, the Zayin in Europe. And Stephen, his children in the nation, Zohar, insists that you have to buy Israelis for all the Dalit Minim. All the Dalit Minim should buy the Eretz. They don't buy all the Dalit Minim. From Eretz Yisrael? Yes, but it's not shy. But whatever, one can buy from Eretz Yisrael. So he says this is a partial key of our mitzvah. Of being in Eretz Yisrael by supporting the economy or by supporting the farmers. The Rabbanut says that they're not responsible for maestros on whatever they put.
Well, that's wrong. They should have a leader. They should have a lot of people told me they do buy it, but they don't know what to do.
Years ago, when they used to export payments from the Coast Guard, they used to send them out by boat, so they used to be green, so it took a while.
Yeah.
So when I left Eric Israel, it wasn't yet the Marmalaka, it wasn't edible yet, it wasn't very locked either, so the Marmalaka was on the Coast Guard on the boat. So now they send it by plane. And they don't send it by boat anymore, they send it by plane, and it's the ready Nikmo Malacha and Eric Israel.
The group from Turkey, you see,
You never know. It's not so complicated.
You have to know how to do it.
Yeah, because the Rabbanut and Aristotle says that they have no way of telling whether the tomatoes that you buy in the store, they're selling ready tomatoes in the store. They're ready margins. So they have no way of telling whether those are Gemara's or not. They don't take it from Israel. Whatever they export, they're not Kaddish. So whatever they're Makkos, they have to destroy slightly more than 1%.
Right.
Whatever they export, they don't Makkos, because there's one day in the Marsham, that whatever you grew in Eretz Yisrael, as I said, to export, is not Chayim Shemitah. So, if a Shaila has slightly more than 1%, that you're going to, whenever you mafish Shemitah, you have to destroy slightly more than 1% of this stuff. You have to warn, you have to have it go down the drain, more than 1%. Because the Maitim and our Maitim is 1%, and the Shemitah is a Mashu. So you always have to have a Mashu more. The
1%.
Is that going to be
2%?
You process food like candy, or just
one grows. Candy,
chocolate.
The candy always has flavoring.
All kinds of
things
can grow in Egypt, but
things that don't grow in
the tree. Whatever doesn't grow in Eritrea doesn't need to grow. So whatever grew in Eritrea is true.
The candy has a hash already used for
the master. Yeah, those that have a hash, it means that they're taking care of the tree. Some on the tomatoes and on the oranges that they sell in the store, so the Rabbanut does not take responsibility because they want to rely on this opinion that the Masham invented a new iPhone. He doesn't have any Rishon Lever. He came up with a new original idea that whatever you grew in Eretz Yisrael, as I could export the Kutz Lorez, is not tied into much money. So you save a lot of money like that if you're not much money. The problem. The Bnei Yeshua at Masechet Kiddushin has a famous kasha. He has a spirit in Reb Meir's opinion. In the end of the first Perek in Kiddushin, the Mishnah lists up. Mishnah of the Gemara lists up all the obligations that a parent has towards their children. So it says the father is obligated to do a bris milah on his son. He is not a mild secret that the mild does a bris milah. So thinking about then, if the baby needs a thinking about then, then it's a chayvet to teach him Torah. And then Rabbi Meir says the law on the loom, that the father has an obligation to teach him a trade. Otherwise, this is not balam loom. This kibul balam. You have to teach him a panos. He can't rely on his din. He's going to simply learn to help somehow be supported to the rest of his life. You have to teach your child only. And the same time of Reb Meir is quoted in the end of Kiddushin, the Mishnah quotes Reb Nahoy Roy. Nahoy Roy. The Gemara says in Erev and Rashi Kimmel, Reb Nahoy Roy is the same person as Reb Meir. In the end of Kiddushin, the same time of Reb Meir is quoted as saying, Meneer Hanik Alum Neshavoy, Lam Ein Malam Eriz Dini, Elo Tera. Some Hakkei Abtayim about college, about Parnassus, I'm only going to teach my son first. Just make sure for Takash, it's the same time in Rabbi. How come he says that one is father is obligated to teach his son only, and whoever doesn't teach his son only, the Kila Malamda listed, like you're teaching yourself to become a Ghana. And the same time it says that, Meneer Ali Kobus, he says, I'm not going to teach my son any Parnassus, any Malamda is in the other. But the Brisker Rav quotes this kasha from the Pei Yeshua. Brisker Rav is the same on Chumash. Hardly quotes any Yachrem. Hardly quotes any Dutch. Quotes Yachrem Alajana once in a long while. He quotes it very few. He quotes this kasha. Quotes this kasha. Is that Shana kasha? This kasha is Shana kasha.
Yeah, but I'm saying this
kasha. That's the sense of it. But
the cash is the question. Where does it say that Ramir is not right? Right.
Yeah, you can come at you. You can one point out that there is no such Gemara.
Gemara doesn't exist.
The Gemara, the first Perek in Erezin on Daf Yud Gimel says that there were two contemporaries who had practically the same name. But the Gemara says that one of them, Rav Meir, when he was born, the Gemara has a Lashon Rav Meir, when he was born, to the British, they called him Nohairon. And then when he grew up, they changed, they gave him a nickname and they called him Meir, Shemeir Reina Chachamim. And then there was another Tana who was the same time, who was by his birth, they gave him the name Nehemiah. When he grew up, they gave him a nickname, Nohairoi Shemanhir, Reina Chachamim Baaloch. So whenever it says in the Mishnah Rav Meir, it's referring to the one Rav Meir and Nohairoi, two different people. It never says Rav Meir, the same person as Rav Nohairoi. Whenever it says Rav Meir, that's a nickname for an individual, a great Tana whose name by the bridge really was Nohairoi. Whenever it says Rav Nohairoi, that's really a nickname for another great Tana whose real name was Nehemiah. But it doesn't say when it says Rav Meir, it's Rav Meir. It doesn't say that when it says Rav Meir, it's the same person as Rav Nohairoi. That's Rav Yaki Kamenetsky says, he doesn't understand why all that pressure they could just seem to doubt this fact. He thinks that the whole cushion may correlate. He looked at his mother and the infant, that's not what it says. That's what Jack Kamenetsky said. So the Bishra of Selim, they quote this, I think the only place I have to say he quotes the Pinshu is this Kasha. This Kasha is some other than Kasha. They quote the Pinshu of Kasha. So he said, you see, but the Teretz is, like Rav Chaim Halojan said on this Gemara. The Gemara quotes that by Harvey Yosu, to Rabbi Shmuel, but also the other. So the answer is, that project, the best program is that you have to have servant, you have to have a finality. You can't tell them that everyone should just learn in the Kaiba. But Harvey also Kirashim by Kaiba also be on. It doesn't say Harvey, but it's understood. The Harvey from the beginning of the member of Abai goes to the second half of the member as well. So the answer is that's not a good answer. But for the Yechid is Gula, Rav Meir says he sees that his son is very talented, his son is very gifted. And they said, in general, every father has an obligation there. Well, every father has an obligation to teach his son whom it is. And if it's not, he will allow him to listen. So he says, as far as my son is concerned, he says, my son is very talented in learning. He's very much new. So many have only called him the Shabbat, the Rain of Alamed is me. I was like, as far as my son is concerned, I think that he's cut out for learning. So I'm only going to teach him, sir. That's why he says that that fits into the Gemara. He says, that seems to fit in with the mission. Yeah. Right. Let's say the students in Yeshiva.
Yeah.
We have wonderful students. But when it's final time, so that means they're not sure. Final time, the guys want to have a chance to say, look. But during final week, they can't go to Shia. So that's where Rabbi tells the Talmidim. When you have to take your finals, when you have to work for a living, so do your work, take your finals, and do well. Otherwise, you're going to be working for the rest of your life. And then we'll see. Whoever's cut out for learning will remain in learning. Doesn't mean that he's talking to people in a kailu. He's insisting that they should all go to work. It was a yeshiva. He doesn't know how many of them are going to remain in learning, how many will have to go to the Parnassus.
So these are comments that are wrong in the person's life. It's very critical when people
who are going to be improving
to learn.
I'm
not
right. Both of the Tirish HaMishnayis on Pirkei Avos, that you're not allowed to make Tirish Kavanah, but in the Yalach HaZokhi has it both. That is the year. When I come to Pinyumini, and I say, I want to make Tirish Kavanah, the Tamar Shul, I want to make my own big Medrash, and I want to just learn, and I don't want to work so busy, and I want the community to support me, and I want the people to drop into my shul and give me Parnassus, that should be able to sit with us. That's what the Rambam says, but that's not proper, that's not the mitzvah. But the community should understand on its own that they need Kernel Limit and they need Yeshivas and they have to support the Yeshivas for those Yechidit Kula who will be needed to remain in Peru. Rav Nachmanim points out, Natasha, that I'm not going to talk to them.
Well, the fact that the
problem
doesn't work,
I don't know. I don't know if the community was prepared to support it.
I don't know.
by the time
I don't think the Jewish community was wealthy enough that this was like today. I don't think it was like today.
It's not true. I
remember I had Yesh and Kurgan college. So he said, how come in the Hebrew language there's no verb for possession? I possess, I have. In Hebrew you say Yesh li sefer. Yesh has been a book is there. There exists a book and it's marked. But there is no verse saying that the Jewish people never had too much and they never needed a verse to possess. That's the truth of the world. They never had so much money to rush out. Today is a different story. Why didn't the Jewish community support the Rambam? Why didn't they support Rashi and the Rabbi and the Tzaddik? Well, they support. They didn't have any means to support it.
What is that?
I don't know. You're not sure? It turns out that there's a big minority opinion. It's clear that I'm the majority opinion. Should have quoted it at this time. Some of the portion points out, they all talk about the kasha, why is it in the parsha Mishayna Kriyashma, that after it's Hashem Alatecha, b'chol l'vot, b'chol l'vot, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol miyodecha, all three Mishaynas. And in the second parsha Kriyashma, it says, Aroi Mishmati Shom says, Yavah it's Hashem Alatecha, b'chol l'vot, b'chol nafshecha, and it doesn't say b'chol miyodecha. The Mepharshim, all the Achrayim discussed this. But some say that that's also to be understood very well based on this passage. They thought it was all about like that. Based on this well, you understand it very well. What is Rav Shimon bar Yochai telling us? And Rav Shimon bar Yochai is not going to work for the masses. It's only for the Yechidim. The Parsha Yishen is written by Yahav Yolosh and Yochai. The Parsha Yishen is written by Shnehu on this side. It's written by Yolosh and Rav. Mechol Abad Chemo. Mechol Abad Shem is Yolosh and Rav. And that's what the Mepharshim said. Yolosh and Rav said the first Parsha is speaking to the Yechidim. And the second Parsha is speaking to the masses. To the masses, how can you tell them to call me Odechem, to give away all of their money, give away they should not worry about Parnas. Call me Odechem. The Gemara says, "Yesh mechadam shem mamona chavis alam mikufa v'chach nevel l'chol yadeh." Chol yadeh means to give away all of your money. But the Yechid is good; he can say like that. Chol v'ab chol chamashcha v'chol yadecha. The Yechidim say that the Yechidim they should aspire to follow the sheet of Rav Shimon Chayyim. But to the masses, the second person speaking to the masses, it's not shy to speak like that. It's on his daf that the Taitri Harosh quotes up a strange machloket between the Rabbi Natam and his nephew, the Rabbi Malchonon. Rabbi Malchonon was the son of the Ri. Rabbi Malchonon was killed by Kim Shashem, he was a Kurdish, he was killed by the Crusaders. But the Ri was the nephew of the Rabbi Natam. Rabbi Malchonon was a great nephew of the Rabbi Natam. So the Rabbi Natam commented on the lotion of the Mishnah and Pirkei Yavis. Yavis have a third team, Derech Eretz. The Poshet Shat, the youngest of the Derech Eretz, means Parnassus. He said that the Mishnah is saying the same as Rabbi Shmuel. So we assume like Rabbi Shmuel, Allah Rabbi Shmuel. So which is the eager? What's the question? I don't know exactly what it means. Which is the eager? So this, we have this printed, it's in the Taisi Arosh over here, it was in the last Perek in Yuma, on the bottom of the page they have Taisi Tishonim. So there's a Lashon HaMishnah there in the end of Yuma, toward the end of Yuma, where it says, that Yom Kippurim is Mechaper Imachum. So the Tzitzit Shalom there has the whole discussion. Never says, hey, indeed, which is the Yikim? So the Rabbi Natan quoted at the Mara in the middle of school, just towards the end of school, where it says, whenever it says something, in something else,
That means the second thing is the Ikir. The first one is the Zamas of the second. The second is the Ikir.
But since it says in the Mishnah, Rabbi Tamil Teres is there a Heres, so the Rabbi Tamil Teres Mashmah it is, a person should make sure he has a Tamil. And he should try to learn a little bit with the Tamil. Rabbi Nachman got all excited. The young Rabbi Nachman is a great nephew of Rabbi Tamil. Rabbi Tamil was so famous. Rabbi Nachman was less famous than Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Nachman got all excited. He said, how can you say that? Chalila, Chalila, it's Ponspacher, the Ikir is the learning, and the Derech Heres is the Tofa. What exactly are they finding then? What are they doing? When they're talking about a person, the nurse is do like Rabbi Shmuel, that they have to work for a living and they have to learn. So every 3 minutes that they have, and if you follow that time of day, you know, okay, every 3 minutes that a person has when he's not working, he should learn. So what are they fighting about? Whether they're learning is the Ikir? The Ikir of what? The Ikir of what? How many hours you should learn? That's exactly what they're saying. What are they fighting about? The Rafana Bachman has an essay about this. Rabbi Schwab, many years ago, came from Germany and he learned in the Lipsitian Yeshivas that he was faced with a big dilemma. In Germany, they insist that everybody should go to university. And then he goes to tell the Yeshiva, and the new Yeshiva, and they hack them that you're not allowed to go to university. So he sent letters to all the Rabbani, Lamed Rabbeinu. What are we supposed to do? So Rabbi Rabbeinu sent them a letter, Rabbi Rafana Bachman sent them. The big Chassidus Rebbe, he sent the Chassidus Rebbe. Everyone has something to say. So Rabbi Chanan Batman speaks about this machlokes between Rabbi Natan and Rabbi Nochanan. But he says, about it, Rabbi Nochanan is right. He tries to say that the Torah should be the Ikir and the person is not. One talks about the Torah and the Ikir and the Torah, right? We're going to make the Malachi Ikir and the Torah, right? The Gemara condemns the next people of the Gemara. No one's going to condemn that. Now, how can the Rabbeinu Tam say otherwise? No, the shot is. Rabbeinu Tam understood shot in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos like it says in the Tikkun Yizayah. Rabbeinu Tam dug up at the Tikkun Yizayah where it says that Tikkun Yizayah quotes that Mishnah. Rabbeinu Tam says that Acheres, that the phrase Acheres doesn't mean Parnasa means Mitzvah in Maisi Tzayt. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. Yochanan Tam says that Acheres is Mika. Why is that Acheres if you take their heritage to mean this is a mighty saving, but that's the most important thing in life, the whole topless of learning with that. Rabbeinu Ochanan, the great nephew of the Rabbeinu Tam, this is weak with him because he misunderstood the Rabbeinu Tam. He thought the Rabbeinu Tam said what we thought he said. And their heritage means work, work is what we do. Tell also, tell her. They were talking to each other. They weren't corresponding, they lived and were arguing it out. How can it be about the Rabbeinu Tam understood like the Tikkun Yizayah? And the definition in Pirkei Avos that says that Acheres means the son of the reed, the nephew, the great nephew, many times he understood that Acheres means the whole thing is a teller. What they're finding out, I don't know. Very strange. What's the machlokes of the Rabbeinu Tam? The Rabbeinu Tam is very strange.
What's the machlokes of the Rabbeinu Tam? I love that you work with the
Yeah, but the Gemara, that actually the Gemara still stresses that it should be Malach Tamaroi and Taros and Ikir. So how can Rabbeinu Tam disagree? It's Malach and person in the Tashkofa should certainly feel, even if he only has the ability to learn an hour a week, he should feel it. That's the Ikir, that the Torah is driving his life. That should be the Ikir.
The Shaila
was a rabbi. The Rabbi Hirsch sounded like he encouraged everybody to go to university. So what are they supposed to do with that? The Rabbi Zer was one of those who wrote in the end of the state constitution. As the letter to Rabbi Shlomo, the Tshuva of the Shlomo of Medina Yisroel, he said, what's Medina Yisroel? He's in Germany. Tshuva of the Shlomo of Medina Yisroel. So he writes that obviously Rabbi Hirsch only meant it as a Hirsch Shlomo. He didn't mean it as a Zillah Zerz. He was in Kabul with Zerz, and everybody has to go to university. And that's what Rabbi Breuer, the Chan of Rocha, said. It's not so. He heard from his father, a son of Breuer, and his death said, a son of Breuer was a son of all.
Father told him on his deathbed, and Rabbeinu Hirsch mentioned that he didn't go through all the dirt. He didn't mean anybody wrong. Sure. I brought them misunderstood.
Okay.
Nunu.
Amr Abba Baba Khan, Amr Abba Yechen and Mishim, Rabbi Yudib Rabbi Lai, means Rabbi Yechen never met this Tana, Rabbi Yudib Rabbi Lai. Mishum. He would have heard directly to say, Amr Abba Yechen and Amr Abba Yudib Rabbi Lai.
Rebutive. Whenever it says in Mishnah, it's rebutive. That's rebutive for everybody. Isn't this the way before?
So he says, Rabbi Yechanan says, he heard in the name of the Tana Rebutive. Boy, you're right, you should look at the Rishon Rishonim. The Rishon Rishonim, right? The Tana is commenting.
About the Yeridus of the... It's not that he's commenting now. Moshe Feinstein died. I'm talking about the Yeridus of the Rishonim. Talking to the Tanoim, I'm talking about the Yeridus of the Rishonim.
So what did he notice? That was Rishonim also said, "Rosh Mikav Amalachim Aroi." That's the way it's supposed to do, and that's why they succeeded. Is they were doing this kind of yardim. That time also worked well. They made a living, and the third, they succeeded in third. And so it's operating in the later generation. They did rebuke it. This time, they did rebuke it. The Tana, there was a friend Shosh Amalachim Keva. He spent a lot of time on the Malachim. The head was living in the Arbit. But the Rosh Maharoi, they didn't do what it's coming up. They didn't succeed so well in learning, and they didn't succeed so well in learning Terry. So he's driving at it. He's like, God, they were going to say. You know, it helps them that hurt Zika has to be the Terry, and that hurt to be the Tophil. So how can Rabbi Natan disagree? It's not my must say one. That's what Rabbi Natan says. But I tell you, obviously Rabbi Natan can't disagree. You interpreted that in the script.
Not to the same extent.
You fulfill the midst of learning to the best of your ability, but you don't become a big time of
architecture.
The attitude was an improper attitude. If they would have had the Rosh Hamikir, it would have succeeded in all the best. Yeah. So they're potential. Yeah, Rabbi Abba Bachan Amar Gehman. I assume Rabbi Yudah Rabbi Leib. The Tana made a comment on the Yeridus out there and the Shemiris on Mitzvahs also. What did he say? The world. Why don't you look at Zeres HaRishonim? Zeres HaRishonim? He noticed the Yeridus out there. Zeres HaRishonim went out of the way in order to become a Chuyah in the Mitzvahs. Come on, the end of the first Zeres What's bothered you? She says, no, you see that it's a mean chassidus that one should always put himself in a situation that he should become a chuyah in a mitzvah. That's the type of thing. If you don't wear a four-cornered garment, you're not obligated to wear things.
It's not like Shimon that you put the bite there.
No. If you wear a four-cornered garment, that's what the Rambam calls a mitzvah to a shoot. A conditional mitzvah. If you have a house, you have a market. If you have a house, you need a mitzvah. If you sleep in a car, you don't need a market, you don't need a mitzvah. The fellow told him that he doesn't have the mitzvah. So they send him over here. If somebody lives in Chutzlar, and the Rebbe Shlomo says, you're going to live in Chutzlar, you're going to die in Chutzlar, you're not going to go there to Chutzlar. They're finished. They're going to get it. So Moshe Rabbeinu is pleading now. He wants to put himself in a situation that he should have the ability to fulfill the mitzvah of Chutzlar. He's an example of it. He wanted to become a Chutzlar. That's what Taisha says. We should all strive to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. We should all purchase the four-cornered garment in order to become a chuyah, to put on
tikkun.
The Gemara says, even this Hashina, Rav Ketena didn't wear, the Gemara Melachim says, first I said Rav Ketena was an Amara who didn't wear any tikkun, not in summer, not in winter, never wore a four-cornered garment. So the Malach once came and he said he's going to punish him. Why doesn't it say this way? What Hashita or Essay? Why do you punish on an essay? So what do you mean Hashita or Essay? If a person doesn't daven, doesn't make film, doesn't bench, doesn't do all of it, doesn't get punished, the film gets punished. No. Hashita or Essay, this is not an essay, this is a mitzvah, so we should, it's a conditional mitzvah. If you don't wear a four corner garment, you're not free to wear a mitzvah. So that's what he asked. Hashita or Essay? I never wore a four corner garment, not so clear. That's what he asked the Malach. The Malach says, the Eden mitzvah, we punish. Since we're angry about other rabbis of the first witness, we're not going to punish him for not going out of his way to become a believer in it.
but it, that's about onesh, whether they give onesh. But is it the proper thing that a person should go out of his way in order to become a cleaver? Everyone is not that that's the proper thing. Some Rishonim say that it's only if a cleaver manche meister like Moshe Rabbeinu, they, whoever is on a madrega like Moshe Rabbeinu, they should go out of their way, they should wear a full front guard. Others try to say, no, that we should worry about the Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's what we should all do. We shouldn't only say that for only unusual tzaddikim and chassidim and anshei mind. Every person should strive to do that.
Every other person should like Abu Nakhli. Let's say I'm in a house. I'm not a big fan of Abu Nakhli, but should I like to buy a house in the street of Abu
Nakhli? Yeah.
Or if you can.
It's not too difficult.
If you afford it,
it's not too difficult. Like the Adaris, was the first father-in-law of Rav Kook. Because his first wife died, he had no children, and he remarried. And after his second wife, he had a beautiful. So the first wife was the daughter of the great Tzaddik Gadol, the Adaris. He's one of our one gave the promise to the Mishnah Berurah. But then we said, Rashi Pevi, the real daughter of Rabinovich Thomas. He had a twin brother, who was a young man. That's why they, from then on, they were called Rabinovich Thomas. Still at the time of the Mishnah Berurah. And he became known as Rabinovich Thomas. But this Adam Gadol, he was the Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Thomas, and then he went to Yerushalayim. He was invited to become the Rabbi in Yerushalayim. He wrote an interesting autobiography of his Midas Chassidus that he wanted to leave to his descendants that they should see how they should proper Midas Chassidus. And he has all kinds of interesting Midas Chassidus. And he writes there that in Yerushalayim we ask him that if I own a house, the Chiyad Mezuzah is not there. It says, Stop Mom, just say, Techo, will be Sharecho, the Techof, it will belong to you. But if you rent an apartment, it says, Shulhanar, that the Chiyad Mezuzah is over the Rabbanah. So he writes, he was never wealthy enough to own his own home. He always used to rent, and the whole Chiyad Mezuzah was over the Rabbanah. And he would always, whenever possible, he would speak to his landlord and tell him that he gives the rent, not in order to rent the apartment, he wants to buy the apartment and Matzon and Matzon has to. Like if I the each alachem on the first day took it, you don't borrow the building in the Esri. Yes, the Matzon and Matzon has to such alachem. That he wanted to become a cleaver. He's going to put him in the mezuzah anyway, but instead of just having the rabbanah, he wants to have an atzer. He writes away at every mitzvah there, he went out of his way in order to fulfill the mitzvah with more he did, to make it a chiyuv derech. That's all.
More here, the answer is not the same. Different. If you have a talus, you don't buy a talus. You don't have a comfort. You don't have a focus. But here, you have got to pay. It takes it in the way she eliminates. It's different than not having. It's like taking a talus for comfort, cutting off the corners. We shouldn't have. Next,
That's what Tessus recommends, that you should wear it all day. It's not too difficult. Once you wear the avocados the whole day, the avocados all day long. Rabbi Amnello, the one who's Rabbi Amnello, went to the base on their course and he felt that he was wrong and he doesn't have any mitzvah. All day long, he went to this mitzvah. And that mitzvah, then he realized that he had a mitzvah. He always has his own. When he was in the Beit HaMikdash, he had his tzitzis with him, he had his tzitzis. The first thing that's possible, the person should wear tzitzis. That's what the Tanna Rebbe is commenting on the Yerida Tazeres as far as desire to go out of your way to serve it. But hey, should look, there is a Hashem does not bring the Yerida Tazeres. There is a Shredim, or not Nisim Teresim, there are Traxamon. They took the terrace in the normal way. In order to be chayv in Shumas and Maitis in Atera, you have to first do Miruah, and then do Miruah Pnei Abayis in order. First Miruah, then Miruah Pnei Abayis. Miruah means you remove all the silver from the Yochah, and then Rashi Torer, and then you have to put it in a pile. For Omer Goyrona, the Mori and Bob Nasir, that depends on the deposit from others. And you pile it up, and then Rashi's opinion is that there are two parts to Miruah, or three parts. The Rambam's opinion is that that is Meirua. Meirua always talks about Meirua, but you do Brera, you do Bora, you remove the stone from the Yochav, and you pile it up in a pot. Rashi's opinion, Rashi always writes that you need a third condition that it should be called Meirua. You have to be Machlik or Barachas. You have to smooth off to top up the pile with a rock as an instrument. In other words, it has to be a meat pile, not some hungry bars in a pile like this. It should be a meat pile. So first you have to do meruach, and then after the meruach you have to do the snabai. You have to bring it into the house. The meruach is called in mamaloch, and then the riyas snabai. There's a second condition. You have to have these two conditions in order to be chayiv in. In order to be chayiv, it's like if you makrish the truma to maitis, even the shibolim. The shibolim means it still has its soul, but you didn't even do the meruach. You didn't even do the first step. If you went ahead, your makrish, the hafash will be chamin atar. You might talk to different statistics. It's not just about the hikdim of the shibolim. It's about being makrish the shibolim. But you have to be obligated to be makrish. If you have the right to be makrish, then it might only come to that. If you first be makrish, then it's never. What if first you brought it into the body of Vishibolim, and then you do them the Ruach Babayi, and they get it out of there, and then the Gemara seems to say that you'll never become a priest in Atayra, and how precious Truman to Mighty Tamis would. Even if you take it out of the body and take it back in, that won't be considered in order. Is that of order already? I already had a Ruach Babayi first, and then I do the Ruach later. Even if I take it out, I'll do a second year of is there even an Easter of Achilas Kela? It is like this. If you have Meruach first, and then the Riyas Nabai is second, you did everything in order, then you become obligated to be Makrish with the Maizis, and you're not allowed to eat any of the table before you Makrish. Everything has an Easter table. It's an Easter Nisr Peshamai. What if you did Meruach and you didn't yet do the Riyas Nabai? But then certainly you're not yet obligated to be Makrish. But if you have one on, they made an Easter that you're not allowed to eat Achilas Keva. Achilas Aroi, right? And Achilas Keva is also what's called Achilas Keva, what's called Achilas Aroi. So the Rambam quotes from the Mishnah and the Gemara and the first and the secondary debate. So different things, both called Achilas Keva. Achilas Keva is eat a lot. Whatever you eat on Shabbos, Shabbos Keva. Whatever you eat on Shabbos, called Achilas Keva. If you salt it, Melchis Keva, Mishol, cooks it, it's called Achilas Keva. Mekach is kaveh, if you buy from somebody else, whatever you eat later on, even if you just have a little bit of Achilas Keva. All this, the 7-8 things that are called Achilas Keva. The Shaila is, even if you do Meruach, you can even eat Achilas Keva. There isn't even a woman in the Rabbah. If you add Meruach and you just forget how you eat, you can't find it in the Torah, you know it's a Keva. You did such a today, that it will never become, it's impossible to ever turn into devil there. I did first the Riyas Nabayis, I brought the Chis of the Shibolet. I brought it with war to say it into the Bayis, and I had the Riyas Nabayis first, then the Miruah, so never, even if I'll take it out and bring it back in again, the place says I'll never lead up to a Chis devil there, to a Chis Shumas Maizis there, so in such a case, is there still an Isis the Rabbanon of Achilas Keva? Well, you say no, maybe the reason is even because the rabbi knows he's a good. The safest has some operations there in an office, and that's some of the scientific safety. And the rabbi, in the end of the very terrifying bake, the whole thing, Newton Shinen, when they put out the kiss for ya, and also, of course, there's much like the different sheep that's involved. But that's the Shinen, how do you read this Gemara? Gemara says,
But if you're in the
Okay. Sometimes they brought it in the slab, sometimes they would cook it, they would make cereal. Sometimes they would leave it the way it is and they would cook it.
But in terms of
nothing going on. Usually you're not permitted to demand the car for doing this. The Gemara says that's the one exception. You're only permitted to the test of
the
That's the machloekis ha'chayim, right? The Ramoah and Yeridei, right? That the same applies to ma'aser tefillin as well. And many ha'chayim disagree. Most of the ha'chayim disagree because they hold that ma'aser tefillin has nothing to do with the mitzvah of ma'aser. Ma'aser tefillin is a mitzvah itself. It's a shiur and tzokin. But there's the Rav Rishon and the same like the Rai. There is a group of Rishon and the same like the Ramoah. That ma'aser tefillin is not really a shiur and it's a tzokin. Ma'aser tefillin is a mitzvah. Ma'aser roni. And not only is Maiserani applicable to Paris and glue and everything, so Maiserani applies some hold that are Paris. Most hold that it's not an alternative to Rabbon, not just Hasidus. But whatever, they hold that the union of Maiserani even applies to Rebach that a person earns, that's the union of Maiserani. Those who hold that it's the union of Maiserani hold that you're not yet to Maiserani if you give it to a shul or to a hospital or to cancer research or to a yeshiva, you have to give it to Aniyah. Most people don't do that. Most people give Meister Rani, they give Meister Rani.
You mean charity? Like on Purim.
Yeah, like on Purim, you have to give Matanas Lavianim on Purim by making out a check to Yeshiva or
UGA.
Right, you have to give Dafke to Amin. Because that's a machloikis sometimes. It depends which Yeshiva. Sometimes there are names, sometimes there are not. Of your Rebbe to Aniyim, literally to Aniyim, not enough to support your Shiva. The Acheret means what? To make a parnasa. To make a parnasa. If a person needs college to get a parnasa, well, then it's conveyed. But what is he taking college though? That's the Rabbi Khanan and Rabbi Khanan writes like that. There are some courses in college that are Rabbi courses. But that's not what the Hakharas are doing. This is going
to
do.
How does he teach?
No.
Get a job?
Does it help you get a job?
No.
That's not a diploma.
Okay.
A graduate.
No, but the study Rabbi courses is some minute. How did the Rambam justify? In every generation, you have to find out how did the Rambam, how did the Ramban, how did they study philosophy? He says unusual people in every generation have to study all of the courses in the world. L'havin al-Lahir? What the L'havin al-Lahir is the
multiple.
You can't say that every Tom, Dick, and Harry is L'havin al-Lahir. Everybody has to study all the courses in order to know how to be marketed to her by others. I had Lubavitcher Rebbe go to university, that was obviously Lubavitcher Rebbe. He became a Lubavitcher Rebbe. So then she became a Rabbi Lubavitcher Rebbe. So the people don't become such a Russian Gedai Lubavitcher Rebbe. The Rambam and the Ramban was talking about Lubavitcher Rebbe. Most people are not.
So the person has to go to university in order to go to college in order to get a paramaster. You have to be careful not to take courses that are dharma through.
What about college? Take a college. It's a trade-off.
That's what there is.
Yes.
You mean when you study? I remember years ago there was a period of time that Rav Soloveitchik, used to come in on Tuesday. He said two shiurim in the yeshiva, then he said a shiur mori on Tuesday night, then he said two shiurim in the morning Wednesday, then he went back. That was it. He always said there was a proof that he only said two shiurim for quite a few years, two shiurim a week. So some of the boys used to nudge him that we need a little more hashkafa, a little more hadrocha. So he agreed, okay, he's going to stay Wednesday night. He's going to go back on Thursday morning. So I think it only lasted 2 or 3 weeks. I think the list
I don't remember.
So I remember one of those Wednesday night sessions, Shalom Pechenik, who lives now in Eretz Yisrael, Shalom Pechenik asked Rav Soloveitchik, how are we, one student asked Rav Soloveitchik, how are we to understand the fact that the Nitziv closed the Balazhin Yeshiva when the government insisted on introducing secular studies? And you're sitting here in Yeshiva College and we're studying half a day college and half a day prayer. But also, as you said, times are different. Next question. You have to understand what that answer is. But then Shalom Pechenik, maybe he, I don't remember who asked the first, remember he asked the second question. So he asked, how are we to view the secular studies that we're taking? Should we view it as a Vilna Goyim, that all of the secular studies that a person undertakes to learn will serve as rakachas and tabachos for learning Torah. Everything is in order to lead up to learning Torah. But should we study secular studies as an end in itself, even if it's not going to help in learning Torah? So the Zulma Goyen held that all secular studies in the world will help to learn Torah. The Zulma Goyen was a teenager with scholarship to go to medical school in Italy. He wanted to go in order to understand go for traces there. And his father didn't let him. In the Hadamah to the Parash HaShulchan, which is written by the Talmud of the Vilna Goyim of Israel, that he writes this in the Hadamah, that the Vilna Goyim told him that he wanted very much to go to medical school, and his father didn't let. But his father said, if my son will go to medical school, he'll become the best doctor in the world. The Hajim is the Vilna Goyim, and if he'll become the best doctor in the world, then he'll be Mechuyev when people will be sick, he'll be Mechuyev to be Metapolinim. He'll stand a better chance of curing them than all the other doctors put together. So he says, then Torah Mata Heolah. So what's going to be right on his head after learning Torah? So his father didn't let him go to medical school. But he wanted to go. Why? Because he was of the opinion that that would help him in understanding Gilbert's cases better. And he felt that everything in the world, all the Chachmas Yisraeliyahs, served as Rakochas and Tapochas for understanding Torah better. Everything is taught. So that's what they asked Rav Soloveitchik on that occasion. Now that we're studying secular, whatever the answer to the first question was, at times are different. So how are we to understand the learning of secular studies? Is it only the Torah by Tochas and Tabochas? Or is it as an end in itself? So an edgy said, what's the difference? He's going to college anyway. Next question. He didn't feel that that was worth discussing. I don't exactly why. He didn't feel that that was worth discussing. He spent a lot of time on other things that they discussed. But these two questions he didn't want to discuss. Why they closed Balazhin and we're not closing Yeshiva College? He just said, times are different. The second question was, how should we view it? Because he said, what's the difference? You have to go to college anyway. So what's the difference?
I don't know.
I think it depends who the person is. Most people are not such a Lashon Gedolim that they can have such a hetkes that they can hold everything in their mind. So most people, I would assume that they should view it like the Vilna Goyim. A person is going to go think he's going to excel in Kol Olam Kuvay. He's going to study everything there is to study. Except maybe in the days, maybe years ago, it was Shayach, like the Rambam. The Rambam knew all fields of knowledge. Medicine and science and astronomy and physics and mathematics and Torah, everything that there was to know. But as the years go on, there are 15 million books. There's no specialization. You have 15 books, 15 million books on medicine, and 15 million books on mathematics, and so many books on everything. It's impossible. So by most people, it's not shayach that you should say, learn everything lishma. You have to make up your mind, which is the easiest. A person should learn Torah, and everything else should be rachamim and sabbath. But some people have a much bigger head than others. So learning Torah to them is just to learn those things that are just the rachamim and sabbath and Torah is not enough. So for those people, they have to have for the shleimus of them, those people probably would need other areas of secular studies lishma. I would assume that it depends who the person is. For most people, I would assume that I wouldn't advise studying all the secular studies with Shema. That's a Yechidei Sgula. It makes sense. Yechidei Sgula are such big geniuses that they can keep a lot in their mind. So, okay, so the Shema is on them. They can have that too. But some people feel that the Shema is on them. They have to read the Boyish literature book. I don't know. Whatever they find in the Gershon literature, they can find in the Agaritas and the Gemaris, and they can find it in the Joshua. What profound ideas have they found? The Shikere Goyim. You read the British poets. There was such Noah thing. The Ken Galochim, the Ruh Galochim, all the British poets. They write about Ruth with their girlfriend. Then they write about Yoshkir. And then they write about Ruth and Martin Zahra. So what profound insight can you find by these Shikere Noah things? You can't find more profound by the Eilei Tanaim and the Amoraim and the Midrashim and Chazal. I haven't stopped. I don't know. So the Gemara speaks about the contrast between the Doros HaRishonim and the Doros HaAchronim, not only as far as which is the Ikir, the Torah, the Malacha. The Gemara says that affected the whole Hashkafas HaChayim. What attitude did they have towards Shneidus HaMitzvahs? Did they run out of their way? Did they go out of their way in order to try to become a Chiyuv to do more mitzvahs? Or did they try to cut corners, fakir, to try to chisel off, to become potter from as many mitzvahs as possible? So he says in the Doros HaRishonim, they always took it through did first the Miruach and then the Reyes and Abayis. There are Traksimon, Pashup Shad. Now, Shala, what the word Traksimon means? Shala, what the word Traksimon? So the Pashup Shad is, there are Shad that did first the Miruach, then the Reyes and Abayis. Some of the Goyim discovered a Mishnah that, Mishnah and Trumas, that Traksimon is some kind of a vegetable. So how do you eat Derech Traksimon? So they say, that structure means the same way you would bring in these vegetables, that's the way they brought in, the tool. So Madra says, well, what do they have to say? The same way Jews, the same way they bring in the vegetables? No, they have the Miruach, the Reis Rabbi. So that's what it says on the left-hand side. Look, in Rashi and Taisus, Shom and Gittin, that they say Traksimon is not a vegetable. The real Kashi word in Mishnah is that Traksimon is a vegetable. But that's what it means in this membrane. In this membrane means, Derech Shah, that's their first big Miruach, and then Reis Rabbi. Like Moshe Rabbeinu, yearned very much to go to Eretz Yisrael in order to become a chayiv mitzvah. So that's what the normal way is. A normal person, a Yerei Shamayim, wants to chap arayin as many mitzvahs as possible. He goes out of his way to become a chayiv in Tevel. And the Doros HaAchronim are only looking to do fakir. Legally speaking, it's acceptable. There's nothing wrong. But still, they were machnisim terasim derech gadret, derech hacher, derech kapitvoi. They didn't do it the normal. Yes, Rabbi Kedel Kochman Amayz. Now Rabbi Yanai, said, and I tell him, Chaimayz, and Shira Pnei Abayis. First you have to have Miruach, and then Yes Pnei Abayis afterwards. So the Doros HaAchronim went out of their way. So he said, the beauty of Rabbi Eloi takes it as a semen of the Yeridus Averis. Instead of looking to be, to volunteer to become a Chuyib and Momitzes, they're looking to cut corners. Like Taisus points out, his mana is there, we always recommend, the Gemara recommends in the beginning of Chorus that you should do a harama form, you should do a harama to sell a shittus to a guy. And at the Haim Muhammad Akaris, the Haim is about to give birth, and the days of the Beis Hamikdash was prohibited. And one who would do that would be punished. The Gemara says, one of the Tanakh did it, and he called him to the Chevot, so all his behemoths died out. Because you're not permitted to do a haram in order to talk to yourself on a mitzvah. That's a different thing. Here, apparently, we're not dealing with a mitzvah. We're dealing with an Easter. This is a haram the issue that the Rashba brings up in the beginning of the previous Perek, beginning of Perek Einandim. Isn't this a Harama? So how do we allow Harama in Mitzvah? So the Rashba sounds like he answers, this is a big machlokes whether Hafroshes Trumas Demaisis is a Mitzvah, or it's only a matter, it's an Issa to eat table, but there's no Mitzvah to eat Trumas Demaisis. The Magen Avraham, Simichet, and Hilchot Tzitzis, again, Simichet writes that Hafroshes Chala and Hafroshes Trumas Demaisis is only a matter. It's not a mitzvah, because we have the kasha, we have it, it says in Shulchan Aruch, we put on the talus, we borrow from the umar, we should say the bracha b'amidah. It's from the Goyim, the Goyim have a bright sin, and the Gemara doesn't have it. Bakoma, speak about koma, or bakoma. When you sell spirit on, you have to sell b'amidah, and all birchas ha-mitzvah should be recited b'amidah. So the Magen Avraham says, kasha, how can you make up such a din? All birchas ha-mitzvah have to be b'amidah. The Mishnah says, either your shevet, the kosa l'chalosa, or woman sits, your shevet. And she's mafish kala, and she says a bracha. That's the chiddush in the mission. Even though she's not dressed, she can say a bracha because the erva is covered up. Yes? So you see that she says the bichas ha-mitzvah, the yeshiva. And the Magen Avraham answers, it's not a bichas ha-mitzvah, there's no mitzvah to be mafish to the mitzvah. It's a matzah, that's all. The hafrash is only a matzah. So I have Magen Avraham. In the beginning of Simon Ches, and Hilchot Tzitzis, and Lerach Ayin, Rabbi Kivega, on the bottom of the page, refers you to the Taz and Yerudei and Simon Aleph. With the title of Sakir. The Taz claims that it's a mitzvah to be mavish to the mitzvah even if you don't plan to eat it. Let's say I have the gvur, and the government is going to pay me to burn the surplus food, to throw it into the Mediterranean Ocean. America is no temple. Let's say now it's so. The Israeli government is going to pay me to throw the surplus food into the ocean. No one's going to eat it at all. So the Taz claims that the Mother Abraham says no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to be mavish to the mitzvah unless you plan to eat it, then it's a matzah. And the Taz writes in the foolish not so. It's a mitzvah to be mavish chala. And it's a mitzvah to be makrish Trumas Demaisis. And the Talmidei HaGro quotes in the name of the Gro in the Sforim of Parshas Chukas. At the end of Parshas Chukas they say the Gro held a compromise based on a thought to be Nechesto. The Chale is a mitzvah and Trumas Demaisis is a matzah. That they shouldn't be before the Machzah. So that's the Shiloh over here, if you hold it. Not like the Magen Avraham. Doesn't answer the Magen Avraham's kasha. Not like the Magen Avraham. That's what they quote in the Gur, that he held the Hafrosh's Tal as a mitzvah, and Hafrosh's Trumas Demaisis as a matzah. And it doesn't answer the Magen Avraham. Yeah, as a moral way. Yeah, the Shechachting of the Gur, I have to call on the Hafrosh's Trumas Demaisis. So what does that show? Rashi, the Gemara, the bright in the Gemara seems to imply that there's a bircha, there's a bracha milatera and a brush of Trumas Demaisis. How can that be? The Sanatella. You have to understand that. It doesn't necessarily indicate that it's a bircha samitra.
Could be a matter.
Yeah, could be a matter. The question of what pshat in the bright. The Malbin has on that bright attached. The Malbin, I think, on Chukas. On Parshat Trumas. The Malbin says, the din is, the Yerushalmi says, when you makish chala, when you makish truma, he's supposed to say, Harei the truma l'Hashem alako. He's supposed to mention Shem Hashem. So, as long as no one does it, the women are makish chala, say, Harei the chala. A lot of times they don't even say. And the Yerushalmi says the correct, I don't remember any Gemara, but I remember the Yerushalmi chala has a Lashem. Harei the truma l'Hashem alako. So how come we don't say l'Hashem? So they quote, the Malbim quotes from Achorim like this, that before the Chachamim on the staff in Birchas HaMitzvah, the din is, it says when you have to give the Trumas Demaisis away. So there's a 7-year cycle. So you have 3 years and 3 years in the Shmas HaShmita and another year. So the end, the first 2 years you give my Tishay, the third year you give my Tzirani. And then you have, from the end of the third year till Pesach of the fourth year, to give everything away. That's the Shas HaBiyah. And then you have the next unit of 3 years of Maitre. The fourth year and the fifth year is Maitre Sheni, and the sixth year is Maitre Rani, and then you have until Pesach of Shnat HaShmito. Next Pesach is going to be the Shas HaBiyah, that you have to get rid of everything that you have. And then, when you get rid of everything by Pesach, then you have the Vidri Maitre. Say, the Yarki HaKodesh Mo'abai, the time of the Shas HaBiyah, the Abaitim is the Sech of Alosha Chafi. So the Gemara Dashi, that's the Rashi quote from the Gemara. The Bright of Losha Chachti, Malahat Vishim, Kom Al-Tuska Ola. It sounds like you say, Abichos HaMitzvah, Min HaTorah, how can it be? So that's what the Malbim explains, though. Min HaTorah, before they had an institution of Abichos HaMitzvah, Abichos HaFrosha, to how to incorporate the Haskar Shem Shemayim and the Hatrashim. He said, Harei de Truma Lashem Alakol. He said, Harei de Truma Lashem Alakain Malach Oela. You have to say Shem Malach, so you say Hashem Alakain Malach Oela Alakol. And after they instituted the Bracha Asher Nishan and Tosef Suwanu, Al HaBrasha Truma, so you no longer have to mention Harei de Truma Lashem Alakol. But did they write on you that you have to mention Shem Shemayim in connection with HaKadosh's Truma, either in the text of that Kriya Sher, or you have to mention it in the Baruch, then it's not necessary to say it in the creation. That's how the Malbim explains. It's not that the Baruch is meant to say, L'shachachtim l'l'varechecho, the last mission means that the Baruch is required in HaTayr. The HaKadosh Shem Shemayim in connection with the HaKadosh is needed in HaTayr, either in the form of the Kriya Shem or in the text of the Baruch, one or the other.
I learned in the Nehri Yeshiva in Brooklyn that the Rav brought over a lot of students from Morocco. That's a big kiddush. He took a lot of Moroccans over. So he saw them in Hogan. He adopted some of them home. So that was one of the things he picked up. He started putting on film shayat also to the yeshiva. But it's a Shulchan Aruch, it's a whole discussion. Before they discovered Morocco.
Bar, Stone, Stein, Baishiva.
How did it talk? Indishat, Kriyat, Atari.
Yeah.
Rama says you're not allowed to. Says you're not allowed to stand because you're demonstrating as if that the Atzeres Hadibros has more chashivus than the rest of the Torah, which it doesn't have. So that's the thing Morris says, that in the Doros HaAcherim, because they had they didn't have the right attitude towards Torah, so this affected the whole commitment to mitzvahs. Instead of running after mitzvahs, they were running to cut corners. To do haram because you're going to have problems. Let's say the Gemara says, what are you going to do with the Trumas of life? You're going to burn. You're going to burn more than 1%. So you have a way to avoid becoming like the Trumas of Matos. Otherwise, because you're not going to give it to a kohen anyway. But the rest of the Gemara says, but they can't give it to the kohen. So that's not yet. If you can't give it to the kohen, so that's talking not right to do the haram.
Yeah,
that's the kasha that the Rashboy is. So how would they talk to permit him to do this haram? Are you allowed to do haram if you make it a mitzvah? If you hold that HaFrosh HaTzumas Mitzvah is not a mitzvah, it's only a matzah, so it's no kashin. Haram on a mitzvah is not a problem. But if you hold that it's taka mitzvah, like Yeshiva Satai, then how are you permitted to do haram on a mitzvah? It's not kashin. It's a problem. In Gemara Derech Agav just mentioned the machlokes on the details over here. In HaTorah, you're only obligated to be matzah HaTzumas Mitzvah to have first Yeruch and then Liyah Pnei Abayis. What does that mean, we have Pnei HaBayis? Is it literally Pnei HaBayis, based on the passage by Vidi Meister, that it said, Biyati HaKodesh Min HaBayis? That shows that the Chiyuv to be Ma'arish Meister Sheining, all the other Shem's Meister, is only after it comes into the Bayis. And the Echelen says, Achilu Chatzah Kavar. You don't even have to admit it. Mid the Rabbanah Beshur Chatzah Kavar. Mid the Rabbanah Beshur. The Machlokes is whether this is a Din Min HaTorah. So Rabbi Echelen sounds like he holds that even Min HaTorah Chatzah Kavar. If he had first Yeruach, and then afterwards he brought it into the chotzer, no, Malka Mukav. Malka Mukav Mechit Tikna doesn't have a roof, it's not really a house. The Yechanan Malka Mukav Chotzer Kavach Min HaTorah, Shenema, it's a chotzer. Yochel of the Sharech of the Tzavei. Mid the Rabbana Fishur Chotzer Kavach. Faith is cool. Mid the Rabbana Fishur, the little says, Derech Chatzimah. Mid the Rabbana Kan Chotzer Kavach, that everybody's master. The Yami Rabbi Yechanan is on a level of the right. Okay. Nothing more comments on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, on all fruits you say Barfi, right? Except for wine, that you say Barfi Adlof. In other words, wine should have really been, Barfi, right? Because Amashim Ayetim and Azetim and Anodim have the same status of three. Amashim Ayetim and Sharpeirim do not have the status of three. They are beyond. Amashim, that's how we pass in like Rabbi Yeshua. According to the blessing of Yeshua and the Mishnah in Trumas, quoted in Kulman Dab Kukov, so we pass like Rabbi Yeshua, who distinguishes between the Mashmayet and the Azeit Manovim, as opposed to the other. The other Mashim are not considered the priest. You know how many to say, very few or eight. On tomato juice, or on orange juice, or on apple juice.
Yeah.
Okay. It shouldn't be. Theoretically, it shouldn't be Gregory Adami.
It should be Shachar.
Should be Shachar. Yeah, we'll have to discuss a little more the detail. We discussed a little. We'll have to get more. So, yeah, we're going to have to learn all these Gemaras. That's what the whole territory is going to be about here. So the Gemara discusses that Yayin should have really been Gregory and the Chachamim gave it a fancy brach. Why did they make a special takana only on wine? If you should say Mishum Yishtani Le'iluya, because it's a higher madrega than the grape. A lot of people enjoy grapes, but many more people enjoy wine. It's a fancier mashke. Therefore, Yishtani Le'brocha. So what about the Hari Shemen? If you take date and you make Shemen, it's also fancier. Yishtani Le'iluya, but not Yishtani Le'brocha. And Shemen Zai Zaytim and Anabim are the two tayers that the mashkim are yaitim have the same status as three. And there you don't say a special bracha. You say the bracha barki roi. Some of you know Mishmol v'chein ar rabbi from Rabbi Yechus Shemen Zayin bracha no barki roi. You say the barki roi. So why is Shemen Zayin different from Yayin? It's also Ishtani Leilui. And so the Gemara Ami, the answer is that there's a difference. Awesome. By olive oil, we cannot simply formulate. We're not going to shrug up the answer in half a second. But there was a fleeting havamin of an end. The Gemara said it's simply physically impossible to compose a Nusach HaBracha. What are you going to say? What are you going to say instead of saying Bar Piroi? What can you possibly say? Echi Nivara. What do you want to suggest a different Nusach? Nivara, should we say Bar Yikri Hazayit? Bairei Pri Hazayit. So the Gemara says, but the fruit itself, the Zayas is both, the tree is called Zayas, and the fruit is called Zayas. So what are you going to say, Bari Pri HaZayas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Shem HaZayas? Baruch Hashem doesn't create Shem HaZayas, the people created the Shem HaZayas. The Baruch Hashem didn't make the Shem HaZayas. And economics, when we say Bari Pri HaGotven, we don't mean Hashem created the wine, which comes out from the Geffen, means the grape. But the Geffen really is a bracha on grapes. It's really a bracha on grapes. But the Chachamim only instituted a special super group for Nusach HaBracha. It's eating the grapes in the fancier form. If it's Yishtani Le'iluya, if it made wine out of it, so it's even fancier than grapes, then and the wine, Amashkin HaYetim, and HaZeitim, and HaZeitim, have the same status as grapes. They say, I'm not very free. HaBracha means the tailors that grew on the bracha means the wine. It doesn't mean... I don't know if the word lechem over there means the bread. Now she writes Ovad, but now she quotes the part of Ovad, lechem rav. That lechem, simo lechem. Lechem means food. Lechem means meal.
Yeah.
I don't know if the word lechem over there means bread.
Maybe the
The other passage, Eretz Yisrael in the skin of Tehovah Lechem Ratzah, that means bread, that means pasta. But sometimes in Tanakh the word lechem, not all the time, sometimes the word lechem means to the Ashisha. So the Gemara says that the very three Hagotzen doesn't mean Hashem created the wine that comes from the grapes. No, it's a bracha on grapes. Three Hagotzen means the grapes that come from the vine, that grew on the vine. Boy, Hashem did it. Except that the Chacham only composed, they only applied this Nusach HaBracha to the wine, which is Yishtani Le'iluya. So the Gemara says, how can you compose a Nusach HaBracha? What are you going to say? Nivara, should we say Bari Pri Hazayis? So that sounds like Perikut HaZayis decree. Sounds like Bari Pri Hazayis. Hashem created the Shem HaZayis. Hashem didn't create the Shem HaZayis. We made the Shem HaZayis. So that's why you simply cannot visualize how you can compose a new book. And one says, so difficult. And one says, what's this? So the Baruch Amen, Bayeri Pri, hey, Hazayas. What's Hazayas then? So it'll be clearly referring to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. It'll be a fancy, a Nusach HaBracha on olive, but you don't recite the Baruch on olive, you only recite the Baruch when you eat olive oil. But the Baruch of Bayeri Pri HaGotzen is the Baruch on grapes, which is only recited when you eat the grapes in a special form of wine, because it's a fancier form. And the Gemara says there's a simple solution. That's not the answer that you can't compose the bracha. That was not the one name. The answer really is Not because you just can't compose it. Well, the answer is because wine has much more chashivas than olive oil. If both are state the chashivas, tell them a mazut, shachar is zayin. Wine is very filling. And nishchal by zayin. And oil does not fill you up. Pegma, zayin maiz, and nishchal by zayin. Is that true? That if you eat olive oil, it doesn't fill you up. So hasnan, there's a mishnah mazorim, that if a person takes the netter, hanoi de menam ozon, mutam amayim, mumela, but he's not allowed to eat anything else. Why? Because he took another min ha-mazon. We see that it is zayin. Mazon zayin, same thing. The hadina gomi yes takash in connection with that mishnah in the dori. My malakut the lo yikri mazon. Those are the only two exceptions to the rule. You're permitted to drink water and eat salt. So those are not so much homely, but anything, any other food, yikri mazon. Practicing my name that we used to the Rabbi Shmuel. Should I say that that mishnah in the dori contradicts Rabbi Shmuel? The Amri. They both said, it's an interesting Gemara. I'm going to say to the Mishnah, I'm going to that Gemara, Zari Priha 8, Zari Priha Dhamma, Shahakol is a Mishnah. What else? All the brothers except for Bari Nirim is a Mishnah. There's no Mishnah, Bari Nirim is a Mishnah. Yom Mishnah. Mishnah never says that. Very strange. I don't know what the explanation is. It's only from Rabbi Shmuel. Every other brother states the Mishnah. The brother Bar Minyan then, it says Rabbi Shmuel Siddish. I don't know, there must be some explanation. I never came upon the question. They're eating in a special form. If you eat the kernels of grain, the Gemara says later that you say Baruch Hu Yadama. If it's not normal, if it's like a Derech HaKadosh, it's an abnormal way, then you say Shaka. Let's say a person eats flour. He takes a sack of flour and starts eating. The Taisa says that that's not normal. It's Kincha. Allah involved in all. See my mouth go Kincha. The Taisa says, what? A person, a child puts in a spoon and he wants to eat flour. It's not abnormal. So Shulaka Derech HaKadosh, you say Shaka. On anything that eats that's not normal, you say Shaka. And if it is normal, let's say, to nibble on kernels of grain, you say, Baruch Hu Yadama. When you make cake or cookies out of it, so then it has a hashiva, so then you say a special thing for your brocha over the kernels of grain, when it's in this form. But it's really not a brocha on cake and cookies, it's a brocha on the grain. Baruch Hu Yadama. Absolutely. Sometimes not. Let's say you have farina litina. You can eat a ton of litina, you'll never say how much. If you eat cake or cookies and you kavet suda, then it converts to become hamaytina. That's part of all the kids. Sometimes you wash and you say hamaytina, then sometimes you don't. But sometimes you have a mezainis that never converts to become hamaytina. So where did that mezainis come from? I don't know. That's Rabbi Shmuel. So the Mark Rekta Kasher, should I say that the Mishnah and Doran contradicts Rabbi Shmuel? Rabbi Shmuel say, and the Vachem Bari Ben Mezainis, the Chachamashi, Samin and Bozan. You only say it on cake and cookies with spaghetti and so, you know, on the Chachamashi, Samin and Bozan. So what's the Kasher? So what's the Kasher? The Mishnah says that he's taken that and not to eat Mozan. Everything is included except for Rabbi Shmuel said that he said Bari Ben Mezainis, I'm very limited things. So the Achareinim Abad, the Nesif calls the Kashyas, and in Zira the Shilta is the Kashyas, not the Nesif calls the Eisen and Kashyas and Achareinim. And he turns the Kol HaTerekula upside down based on this Kashyas. He says the Achareinim Abad and the Kashyas, what Shved, the Nezorim Halokha Haloshim and the Yodim. That the whole little 30 block of Nezorim has all the details that he says, Azaneh and Azaneh, and Eliri always comments on all those Zinim, all those Gemaras are quoted in Rambam Shavonah, and Eliri says on every Gemara that both are Mokham and both are Zman. It doesn't necessarily have relevance to Zman as a today. People speak in Hebrew, not in Hebrew. The words may have a totally different meaning. Everything could be upside down. Speak Yiddish, speak English, every language depends on Lashem Yom. So in Lashem and Yom, Zman at Tanai, both are Mokham, both are Zman. The Mishnah says, Hanai, the Minam Ozon means all food except for Mayim and Melo. But Brachis, the Taz, how do you say that? Brachis have to be recited the Lashem and Yom. Brachas have to be recited for Lashon HaTorah. And they bring, the Zulma Zayin brings the rise of the Mishnah. The Mishnah has, Ali Yerokas on the Bari Kri Ha'adoma. But you don't have a Bari Mina Dishoyim. Machloek Tatahayim, what Brachas is there on Yerokas?
So why did they quote from the Dun Lagoin on the side of the Mishnah? Why did it say, Ala Yerokia, if you're eating green vegetables, you say, Bari Pi HaDama. No. Al Pi HaDama, Mugon, Bari Pi HaDama. Or Ala Yerokia, Bari Pi Yerokia. Why did the Mishnah change the Lashon? So obviously, the Mishnah is written by Lashon HaTanayim, so they're Lashon HaTanayim. They call these vegetables Yerokia. But the Mishnah HaBracha should be in a Biblical Hebrew. In Biblical Hebrew, there is no such thing as Yerokia. That's Mishneic Hebrew. In Biblical Hebrew, you have to call it Bari Pri HaDama, or Bari Mini Tishayim. That's from Sukkim and Tanakh. That's the clause the Abu Drum has. The whole Sefer Abu Drum, which is based on the Sefer Amman, is called the Svarim on the Siddur. So they quote, what's the whole theme of this? Every word of every bracha in the davening, they quote the Pasuk in Tanakh that it's based on. You don't have to work so hard for, because they're working all on a premise. The premise of all of the Rishayim was that every bracha and every tefillah has to be recited for Lashon HaTanach and the fancy Biblical Hebrew. And the Taz has like that. So this is the Chatela and the Gemara. What did the Gemara have a steer between Rabbi Shmuel and the Mishnah Midor? Rabbi Shmuel is speaking in Biblical Hebrew. The terminology of Bari Minim Zainus only applies to the Hameshis Minim Zainus. But in Lashon HaYodom, the Zainus applies to all foods. Because they're filling a little bit, except for mine and Melech. So because they don't give any nutrition. All the other foods do give nutrition. That's the kasha that the Achareim has. So the Nesiv says, is Araya up to Shrek, the whole Sefer Abu Drum. In the beginning to the end. Hamachta Adeka, Gans the Sefer. Abu Drum and the Manig and the Ben Yarchi, all those Yishrenim wrote on the Siddur. And the Rekeya, all of those Yishrenim. They worked so hard to find a Nusach in Tanakh, a Mokar in Tanakh for every single Nusach HaBruch and Nusach HaTzila. So he says it's all up your friends in the Gemara. See, the whole Yisrael is wrong. The Dun Lagoin has this on HaPrashas Chalos. And Yeridei and Hilchos HaPrashas Chalos and the Mechaber and the Rambam have a machlokes what's the correct nusach that you should say. L'hafish Chalos, L'hafish Chalos min Oita, what should you say? So the Dun Lagoin says they're all wrong. The Zohar Adrei says they're all wrong. He says in Biblical Hebrew the word Chalos means dough. So when we makrish challah, that's the Yiddishism for the tkufa tatanayim, it's mishnah is challah. And it says, case makrish and challah betumah. So it talks about makrish and challah. So he says, that's mishnah tatanayim, they call the thing that you take out, that you give to the coin, that you burn, they call it challah. But in Biblical Hebrew, that's not challah. The dough that you leave behind is called challah. What you take out, it's called trumah. It says, Reishis Ereishis Echem Chalot Tarimu Tshuma Lashem. Take out Tshuma, you don't take out Chalot. The whole thing is called Chalot. The only one time is that they're both not right. The Mechab and the Ramah both wrong. You shouldn't say Lahafish Chalot. You should say Lahafish Chalot Minu Yisro. You should say Lahafash Tshuma Lashem. Why? He's working with the Yisroi from the Taz and the Rishayim. That's all brachas and all tefillos have to be B'lashem HaTanach. So the Nesiv says that all the Rishayim and all the Rambam are all wrong. So now for the Gemara for a kid. I don't know, the Kasha is an eyes in the Kasha. Kasha that the Nesiv calls in the early Achranim. So Shtarki Kasha, why did the Gemara consider this the same Gemara in the Zohar? Why did the Gemara consider this a spirit? The Mishnah is talking Lashem and Yom. Mishnah and Zohar goes with Lashem and Yom. And then this is HaBrocha, it's Lashem and Zohar. So there's no spirit. I'll call upon him, that was the Gemara of Kasha. So the Gemara gave a Teret, the Gemara didn't answer what is Lashon HaTar, what is Lashon HaTana. The Gemara gave a different answer, and the Gemara said, it depends what you say. The Amrav, one of the answer is, if you say the word Mazan, Bari Min, Zonos, the word Mazan, only applies to Hamesh Yisminei Dogon, that's where Rabbi Shmuel says. If you're speaking about Dogon Hazan, not Mazan, something that gives nutrition, so that applies to all foods, with the exception of Chutzman HaMayim 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 HaMayim. So what do you see from the Mishnah? I'll talk about it after reading the Mishnah. So what do you see? If a person says, Kol Hazan, anything that gives nutrition, does that include all foods with the exception of water and salt? Does that include Alma, Mishkan? There's also Zayin. You see, the Shem Zayin also gives nutrition. How can you tell me that only Yayin gives nutrition and Shem Zayin doesn't? So that's not the explanation why they made a special Kachronos HaBrocha by wine and not by the oil.
We'll have to continue. It's a simple thing.